Welcome to Classy Ring Attire Presents The WrestleManias. I'm Joel.
I'm Chris.
It's time to get classy.
Let's do it.
We have arrived at WrestleMania 11.
Yay!
Remember when WrestleMania 10 happened?
Yeah, and it was so good.
It was a good WrestleMania.
And we enjoyed it so very much.
WrestleMania 11 was not so much that.
No, not so much.
And to be fair, 9 is still fresh enough in my memory.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm still like, no, this is okay. This is okay.
Yeah. While you were just saying that, and we were sitting there and I had my laptop open, and we're on the WrestleMania 11 Wikipedia page, just get some, you know, quick facts and stuff. And this one statement towards the end of the first little section caught my eye, and it says, you know, it was talking about how the reception was mixed, and the event has been called the worst WrestleMania of all time, and it's also been called the event that saved WWF. Those are very broad, how do you get to those two extremes? And one, how does someone say that this saved the company? Because this was terrible.
Well, I mean, but look at it this way. It doesn't say it's the best WrestleMania of all time. I don't think anybody feels that this is the best WrestleMania.
Oh, yeah, there's
of all
that.
Time.
I didn't even think about that, yeah.
You know, but calling it the event that saves WWF could have a lot to do with, you know, who is on the card, who was there to get people to tune in.
Mm-hmm.
Now, this WrestleMania went, like, way back to WrestleMania 1 levels of celebrity appearances.
Yes, there was a lot of them.
If you liked somebody in 1995,
mm-hmm.
there was a good chance that they might have been on WrestleMania 11.
Yeah. Maybe when people said that this was the event that saved WWF, mm-hmm. maybe they mean, like, in a sense that this was the only real WrestleMania where a celebrity was actually involved in the final match, and they realized, we shouldn't do that anymore. And so they learned from it, and so that saved the company.
And it's like a warning thing?
Right. You know, like, again, like, we talk, like, there's been all these moments where they're like, okay, they tried this one new thing. It was new, didn't quite work, never do it again.
Yeah.
You know, maybe that was what's meant by that statement. I'm hoping, because I don't see how this saved the company.
Well, I think this is also, you know, around the time of still figuring out, like with last one, how to make wrestling without Hulk Hogan.
Yeah, it's something that I really wasn't expecting, because I knew of these WrestleManias, but again, you know, this is the first time I'm really sitting down and really watching them.
Mm-hmm.
And I wasn't expecting such a noticeable struggle for them to find the next guy for them to latch onto.
Yeah.
And I mean, probably we won't really see that until we get to Rock and
Stone Cold.
Yeah, Rock and Stone Cold. Because they really just, they're trying with Bret Hart, and we know what's going to happen with Bret Hart eventually.
Mm-hmm.
And Shawn Michaels, you know, they kind of latch on to him, but really he's only there for one more year past Bret Hart and then gone for four.
Yeah.
You know? So,
but I mean, watching these early things after Hogan left,
mm-hmm.
I can begrudgingly see how and why in today's wrestling they're so reluctant to let go of John Cena.
Yeah,
you know, it's the,
because basically, like, you know, yeah, there was Rock and Stone Cold, but you know, those are two guys who were around at the same time.
Mm-hmm.
That's a very rare thing. They wouldn't have that one guy like
right.
we have Cena. And as, you know, WWE has learned over the years, having that one guy at one time is incredibly rare.
Mm-hmm. And as always, you know, everybody said it, but it bears repeating, like, you know, the comfort of having that one guy for so long, and the longer you have him, the harder it is to give him up.
Mm-hmm.
And so, because Cena's willing to stay. But this isn't about Cena, this is about WrestleMania XI.
Yes, it was sponsored by Stridex, as we saw with the freaking blimp
mm-hmm.
that was, you know, floating around the stadium. It was at the Hartford, the Hartford Civic Center.
There you go.
In Hartford, Connecticut, on April 2nd, 1995, and the attendance was 16,305.
Mm-hmm. So, not 93,000, but, you know.
And like we said, there was a lot of celebrities involved.
Yes.
There was a big running thing with Pam Anderson. Jenny
McCarthy was there.
Jonathan Taylor Thomas
mm-hmm.
from Home Improvement. I almost said Tool Time. For the longest time, that's what I called that show.
Yeah, me too.
Yeah.
Salt and Pepper were there.
Salt and Pepper were there. They did a performance. Mm-hmm. I can't remember if that was it. And, of course, the main event, yeah.
Yeah, it's like, I know that wasn't it, but I can't remember who all, because, you know, they, a lot of these celebrities appeared backstage in little sketches and stuff.
Yeah, that one guy from NYPD Blue, I can't remember his name, but he was, like, kind of their guest interviewer.
Yeah.
And he came out and he introduced everyone whenever he, for the main event.
Right.
Which seemed like a task, because a lot of people involved in that. He had to interview, or he had to, you know, he had to mention every single person's name, you know?
There are also only 7 matches on this card.
Yeah.
Which is really small, especially compared to what they would have at the time.
And only one match that went, it barely went over 20 minutes.
Mm-hmm.
Everything else was, you know, within 10 or below.
So there just flat wasn't as much wrestling on this card. I mean, especially
it was almost like the early version of WrestleMania 27. Remember how little wrestling took place in the entire 4 hours of WrestleMania? Like, I think someone did the math for that particular one, and it was around 40% wrestling.
Yeah.
You know, for the entire 4 hours, and that's I really attribute a lot of that to why I don't like that WrestleMania. And this might be the case for this one. I don't know the math and how, what the percentage is and everything, but there was a lot more backstage segments, a lot more interviews, a lot more interactions with these celebrities.
Right.
Which, I mean, for a wrestling pay-per-view, for a wrestling show, I'm not too thrilled about. Like, I understand the draw of it. Mm-hmm. I understand all that. They're wanting to get attention. And, you know, at the time, you know, who got more attention than Pam Anderson?
Right.
You know. Jenny McCartney, I can't remember if that was around, singled out.
Yeah, I mean,
very, very, very well could have. I mean, if that was the case, we were this close to seeing a young Chris Hardwick at WrestleMania. Yeah. And maybe he would have been a wrestling fan a lot sooner than, you know, whenever he met CM Punk.
Yeah.
Who knew?
Who knows? But anyway, on to the card.
Yes.
Opening match is the Allied Powers, which is Lex Luger and British Bulldog, defeating the Blue Brothers.
Jacob and Eli.
With
Uncle Zebekiah. Now, if that name kind of sounds familiar, this is basically the early version of Zeb Coulter, played by the same guy, Dirty Dutch.
Mm-hmm.
And again, like,
with the same mustache.
The same mustache. He's got longer hair. And he was wearing, you know, like a white, like the white long sleeve shirt with the vest, and basically looked like
Zeb Coulter.
The Zeb Coulter, but like a much younger, hairier version, which, you know, seems almost impossible, but he found a way to do it.
But, you know, because there's no, you know, reasons against it, as far as I'm concerned,
this is I can't do the math real quick.
95 to, when did he come back in 2013 or 2012?
2013. A 18-year... the consistency of story, like, this is fantastic. Because, you know, they never said Zebekiah's last name. They just referred to him as Uncle Zebekiah. So, essentially, Zeb Coulter is, like, the natural progression of, you know, a guy who gets older and becomes more politically conscious and forms these wacky opinions.
Yeah.
Because he was up in the mountains by himself for so long, and then he found, you know, he found Swagger, and so he comes back to deliver his message from the mountaintop, almost.
That's the highlight of this match.
Yeah.
I gotta say. Was Uncle Zebekiah.
Was us coming up with, like, wow, for once, WWE actually, like, stuck with something.
It was an okay match, you know.
Yeah, it was fine.
Not a lot to say about it. It was a pretty quick match, all things considered. And so...
And it's kind of, you know, it was just... As good as a talker as we know Zeb is, it was kind of weird not to have him say anything. But then again, you know, it's not the same product. You
right.
There are not as many, you know, pre-match promos or post-match promos and stuff like that.
Right.
So, you know, interesting. Whatever.
Yeah, no, it was good. Next up, Razor Ramon defeats Jeff Jarrett for the IC belt.
By DQ.
Yes, with the 1-2-3 Kid in Razor Ramon's corner and the Roadie in Jeff Jarrett's corner.
Early version of Road Dogg.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and I mean, it was a fine match, you know.
It was a fine match. I really get the hype that was around Razor Ramon at
yeah.
the time.
Oh, yeah.
With his match at 10 and this match here. It's just he was a good guy in the ring. You know, he had the it factor, the look, whatever you want to call it.
Oh, yeah.
Coming in just now. He was a good product of wrestling at the time.
He was easily on the same fast track that Diesel was on.
Mm-hmm.
And then, you know, NWO.
Yeah. So.
It's it's one of those times where they're just backing the wrong people.
Well, I mean,
not necessarily the wrong people, but, you know, just WCW had more money.
Right.
And basically got the people that...
And were using WWF as a training ground, basically, at the time.
Essentially, yeah.
Find the people who get over and pay them more money.
Absolutely. And lured the people that would be lured by that,
mm-hmm.
you know, by the money. You know, they end up getting Ric Flair, and, you know, and we know of Ric Flair's financial troubles, so obviously, you know, he's able to be swayed by money.
Yeah.
I'm still, like, now that I think about it, like, I'm still surprised that they got Bret Hart to, like, because it felt like Bret Hart would be... He would stick by the company. He's that kind of guy.
I mean,
but then again, I do understand that they also, WWE was in such financial struggles at the time that they wouldn't be able to honor the contract that they currently had.
Right.
So I understand that because he's very much a man of his word and expects everyone else to be too.
Right. I mean,
yeah, I understand that.
You know, the whole Wrestling with Shadows documentary
right.
really delves into that and, you know, what he went through.
Mm.
But, you know.
But basically, that was really WCW's main. Attraction to people or for other wrestlers was the fact that their pockets were so deep.
Right. And it's hard to fault, you know, people of that time.
Right. Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
you know, you look at the two companies and one of them's backed by Ted Turner and Ted Turner pockets,
mm-hmm.
you know, and they want you. And especially, you know, they have the NWO going, which is the biggest wrestling thing of all time. Like, it goes Hogan and then NWO.
Yeah.
I think just the sheer amount of NWO shirts that I saw
in
the halls of my school. That
it was huge.
You know,
I mean, you know, it's for me. I was always, you know, I was always a WWE guy first. Like, I really didn't delve into WCW, and it hurts me a little bit to be like, no, DX was a whole lot better. But and the, you know, they were very popular, but just not on that level that NWO was.
Not NWO at its height. So. Yeah, so it's foolish of me to sit here and be like, I wish Razor Ramon would have played the smart card and stayed there because I saw so much promise in him. You know?
Yeah, but also at the time, WWF was also a company, I don't want to say on the way down, but they were going through their own struggles.
Right.
And, you know, and again, they can't compete with those, you know, with that type of money situation.
Yeah.
You know, obviously, you know, we learned later that, you know, everything kind of changed and, you know...
Right.
I don't want to say the well went dry with WCW, but, you know, the creative well went completely dry.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that was a really long, weird tangent, but
yep.
It happened.
Mm-hmm.
We're just going to accept it and move on.
All right, next up, The Undertaker is back this year with King Kong Bundy as the latest streak notch in the belt.
Yeah, yeah, this is returning King Kong Bundy. We hadn't seen him in a couple of years.
Mm-hmm.
And The Undertaker came back and was The Undertaker, you know.
Yeah.
Not his greatest WrestleMania match, but, you know, got a lot to choose from.
Yeah. So, and the, you know, we talked about the last time he was in the thing with a bad taste in my mouth.
Yeah.
On the way he technically won that one, and could, mm-hmm. you know. So... Yeah, this one, at least, you know, he won it. There you go.
Yeah.
That's kind of what I care about. And so, and it's like, I know what's going to happen with this streak, so I'm just patiently waiting out these 7-minute matches to get to when it becomes one of the mainstays of WrestleMania.
Yeah, yeah.
It'll happen. We'll just wait. That's cool. Mm-hmm. Next up, Owen Hart and Yokozuna defeat the Smoking Guns Billy and Bart for the tag team championships.
Yeah. I mean, you know, they played up a whole lot of, you know, Owen Hart's...
mystery partner.
Owen Hart's mystery partner, and Owen Hart was very, you know, determined to get a belt.
Mm-hmm.
And so he went this route, and so they really built that up. That was his major motivation here. Excuse me. So, yeah, you know, in the match itself, it was fine. You know, it was good.
Yeah, not a lot to write home about on this match.
And I don't know what it was, but it just seems like Yokozuna just doesn't... he don't really care one way or the other. He's just kind of there. Yeah. You know? And, you know, he does all of his moves, and he can move around very well for a guy of his size. But still, he looks like he just doesn't care.
Yeah.
You know? I might be the only one that picked up on that, but it felt that way.
Yeah. Next up, Bret Hart defeats Bob Backlund.
Yeah.
Two things were learned with this match.
Crazy Bob. Roddy Piper was the special referee.
Yes, Roddy Piper's guest referee. One, Crazy Bob has always been Crazy Bob.
I thought it was just the thing, because, you know, I don't know a whole lot about Bob Backlund, other than, you know, I've heard about his championship reigns and so on and so forth.
Mm-hmm.
I just thought he was just crazy because he was getting up there in age. Turns out, no, he's been crazy the entire time.
Yeah.
Dear Lord. And
thing number two, I Quit matches were not invented along with the cordless microphone.
No, yeah. Mm-mm. It worked a lot better when they had a cordless mic.
Mm-hmm.
That basically was like, you know, me watching them, like, you know, pull the wire back every single time that Roddy, you know, pulled the mic. And Roddy, you know, he's a fun-loving guy, so he was like, you know...
he's running all over that place.
Yeah, he's running all over the place, you know, kind of... there was some times where he was doing some shtick with the mic, like, there was a part where he, like... he's like, what do you say, Bob? Put it in Bob's face, and while he just got... he just got, like, dropped or something, and he's, like, laying on the mat, and Bob's like, no! And Bret Hart's standing there, just, you know, with, like, hands on his hips, like, you know, trying to get his win back or whatever, and he was like... Bret, he's like, and Bret just like looked at him like, no. So there was a lot of moments like that, and I was like, I understand the joke here, but that wire seems like such a hassle.
Mm-hmm.
Stop doing that, Roddy, come on. And he would ask like every 15 seconds, it felt like.
I like Roddy in this match.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
And like, I would not mind Roddy doing special guest refing for an I Quit match today. You know,
he always seems to be involved with the Bret Hart match.
Mm-hmm. He does.
At least for the past two WrestleManias, and then before that, he had the Intercontinental match.
Yeah. So, I mean, it was a fine match. It didn't end on the words "I quit."
No, barely on the whole like, "Do you give up?" And I think he was like, "Yeah," something like that. But you couldn't really even make out that much.
Yeah, it wasn't.
I just assumed that's what he said.
It was some sort of noise that seemed to
some noise in the affirmative.
Yeah. So, but it could have just as easily been a no noise. They knew it was time to ring the bell, I guess.
Yeah, sure.
So that was like, oh, okay, that kind of defeats the purpose of an I Quit match. But that's cool. Moving on.
Sure. Yeah.
Next up was the match for the WWF Championship with Diesel and Shawn Michaels.
Yep.
This was what throughout this whole series, or this whole WrestleMania, there was a Pam Anderson subplot where they couldn't find her. And she was supposed to be Shawn Michaels' arm candy on the way to the ring.
Yeah.
And so at the last minute, they went, oh, we can't find her. So Jenny McCarthy had to replace Pam Anderson, only for Pam Anderson to walk out and then be Diesel's arm candy. Shenanigans. Oh, okay.
Right. And everyone's like, and to be honest with you, if I'm Jenny McCarthy, I was like, screw you, WWE. Like, I'm a catch.
Yeah.
But, you know, apparently I'm always second fiddle to Pam Anderson. But, I mean, I understand 1995, everyone was second fiddle to Pam Anderson. I understand that.
Mm-hmm.
But still, just, I was like, come on, man.
That's in the face.
Right.
Slap in the face.
I mean, she smiled and just went along with it like a trooper. Yeah. But
then she cheered for Diesel.
But then, she did change sides for Diesel.
Mm-hmm.
It was a fine match, I guess.
Yeah. Like, it was fine.
It's two guys.
I think it was funny that when they kept cutting to Pam Anderson and she has no idea what's going on.
No.
Completely clueless.
She was not invested in this match.
I mean, it could have been because she just wasn't a wrestling fan or she's just clueless in general. I probably more likely that, just knowing her entire history.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah. The match itself was, nothing was wrong with it.
Last year, Shawn Michaels had a ladder match. That's what's wrong with this
match. There you go. Yeah, and it's hard not to compare it,
mm-hmm.
you know. And we know that we're, like, I think it's next year that we're getting the Iron Man match, mm-hmm. I believe.
Yeah.
So with us knowing that that's right on the corner, yeah, it's hard for us to get completely sold and invested in this.
And that's really what is wrong with this entire WrestleMania is, you know, none of these matches were awful or, you know, this like painstaking bad, but they were all okay. And there were seven of them and then, okay. Yeah, that's fine.
Right.
And so, you know, and then when it's, you know, for the main championship at WrestleMania, you know, the kind of buildup that should inherently go into that level of match.
Right.
It wasn't there. It was, you know, the, okay.
Yeah.
And so.
And it's also, you know, it was the second to last match of the night also. Right. So.
It got usurped by a Bam Bam Bigelow match.
By a celebrity match.
Mm-hmm.
You know. And
however you want to insult this match.
Right. Oh, yeah. I mean, both are correct. Because whatever everyone talks about, you know, the WrestleManias and which what each WrestleMania was famous for, every time they refer to this one, they always talked about the final match, Lawrence Taylor and mm-hmm. Bam Bam Bigelow. You never hear, I mean, you heard a little bit about Shawn Michaels and Diesel just because of Pam Anderson.
Right.
And a little bit of Jenny McCarthy. But other than that, you don't hear about this WrestleMania all that much.
But you know what? In all fairness, Lawrence Taylor looked good in the ring.
He did.
Like, for the, week and a half crash course he got on
or wrestling. Something along those lines. Might as well, yeah. I mean, he, up to that point, was involved just a, probably a little bit more than Mr. T was.
Mm-hmm.
You know, Mr. T also had a boxing match, but we're not really going to count that.
Yeah.
Oh, well.
So.
But, yeah, like, I didn't hate what he did in the ring. You know, it was very simple, and he didn't do too much. A lot of elbows to the face.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of elbows to the face.
A lot of elbows to the face.
And, you know, Bam Bam, I've felt about middle of the road about Bam Bam. I don't have any bad things towards him.
Yeah.
It's just, you know, it took so long to introduce all those football players.
Yes,
and so long to introduce all of Bam Bam's guys. And I'm just... And they weren't involved in the match, really.
No.
They were just essentially lumberjacks.
But that took a big chunk of time up of WrestleMania 11.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
That
on top of introducing, you know, celebrities and stuff.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, but, you know, honestly, I'll give it I'm a surprised thing. Just because celebrity matches can go anywhere on the map.
Yeah.
You know?
Oh, yeah.
And so, this one was okay, actually. So,
mm-hmm.
I was surprised, but...
Basically, I, when looking at this match, I almost felt like I was comparing it to, Big Show and Mayweather.
Mm-hmm.
Which, again, I was surprised how involved Mayweather got.
Yeah.
You know, and how... He actually took some, you know, a little bit of punishment from Big Show.
Mm-hmm.
You know, he had Big Show standing on him, had Big Show, like, you know, stomping at his you know, dominant hand. And, yeah, like, I think about that match in particular, and I know we're going to get to it, when we, you know, later on.
Yeah.
But, you know, a lot of people kind of crap on that match. But I think about it, it wasn't a bad celebrity match, you know?
Right.
All, you know, all it did what it needed to do.
Yeah.
I just think, you know, people just... Mayweather should have been the heel
of
it, but he was built as the face of that situation. But Mayweather, if he was a wrestler, he would be a great heel.
Mm-hmm.
You know, just that cockiness, that arrogance, and he still had that. And so whenever he got a heel reaction, partly because people like just devoted wrestling fans that are willing to shell out that much money to get to WrestleMania, they don't want to see a celebrity. They want to see wrestling.
Right.
You know?
Right.
So, I mean, there's that.
The celebrities might get the pay-per-view buys. Yeah, the pay-per-view. I can't say that word. The PPV buy. I give up.
They get the pay-per-view buys from people who are sitting at home.
Yes.
They don't necessarily...
Nobody buys tickets to go see WrestleMania.
You know who buys tickets for WrestleMania? People who are willing to stand in line the moment they go on sale. Months and months before there's even the slightest hint of what the card is.
Yes.
So those are the people who are there.
Right.
People who actually show up.
Those tickets are bought on faith.
Absolutely. You know? They go there not knowing that there's going to be a freaking P. Diddy concert.
Right.
You know? They go there long before they know that we're going to have Twice in a Lifetime or anything of that nature. So
Lawrence Taylor versus Bam Bam Bigelow might not have been... the dream match.
It might not have been the main event and got the main event reaction that they would have wanted because of who actually gets in the arena.
Who was in the seats.
Right.
But, anyway, as always, the questions that have to be asked. Match of the night?
I'll still have to go with Diesel and Shawn Michaels.
I'm going with Diesel and Shawn Michaels.
Yeah, I mean, it's... Again, it wasn't a great match, just because we're comparing it to stuff from last WrestleMania. But, I mean, given
all okay matches, this one gets a head start because it's a championship match.
Yeah.
And because it's people that I like. Yeah. So, you know, it wins because of the free head start it gets.
Yeah.
As always, did this WrestleMania outdo the previous WrestleMania?
Not even close.
No.
Nope.
No. WrestleMania 10, easily better than this round. So, greatest WrestleMania of all time? No.
No.
No. All right. That's it for WrestleMania 11?
Yep.
All right. Until next time, stay classy and huzzah.
Huzzah.